Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
The College Football Experience, Florida International Panthers 2022 College Football Season Preview Episode on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, presented by WinBet. Bet $50 at WinBet, get $200 in free bets. Bet big, win bigger with WinBet. Download the WinBet app now or visit winbet.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by Sleeper. You already play fantasy on Sleeper, but now you can win cold hard cash with their brand new over under game. Just head to sleeper.com/SGP on your phone to join the SGPN group, and Sleeper will automatically match your first deposit up to $100. That's sleeper.com/SGP. We're also brought to you by us. Yes, the SGPN app is live in the App Store and Google Play Store. It is your home for all of our free picks and podcasts, and you can grab it for free. So do that and let it ride.
Hey, what's up, you degenerate gamblers? This is Bill Burr, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride, baby.
Football Experience, Florida International Panthers Season Preview. Yes, my name is Colby Swiggin' Dantabase Dant, aka Pick Dundee. That's not a pick, this is a pick.
Nobody knows nothing.
Somebody knows. Double the price, but no one touches Dundee.
Time to take a flight. Go to the airport. Take the flight. Subscribe on YouTube, people, as you will see the College Football Experience is theirs. We're breaking down all 131 college football teams with a solo podcast for each and every FBS team in the land. And also subscribe wherever you get podcasts. The College Football Experience. We're there. We've been rocking there for years. All right. I am joined by my co-host. Give it up for former JMU Duke defensive back, the burrito eating, sideline kiss stealing, wheeling and dealing, Patty C in the place to be.
Hi. Well. Oh yeah. See, this is the kind of music Florida International needs to like ingrain into their DNA, you know? This is just a school without a ton of history, you know?
The and airport though.
2002 is what I'm seeing as the beginning of this team's history.
With Don Strock, former Miami Dolphin and Cleveland Brown and Indianapolis Colt.
Geez, they had a lot of tough seasons at the beginning there, didn't they?
Don Strock was a Virginia Tech Hokie too. He came down there to South Florida. Yeah, so that they're a 5-6 first year independent. They went 0-10, then 0-7, then 0-6, then 0-12, and then your savior Mario Cristobal came in and they went 1-11.
I think they had some wins during those seasons. They just vacated wins for three straight seasons.
Yeah, that's South Florida football.
That's what they do. But then a legit 0-12. Yeah. Followed by a 1-11 under our favorite Miami guy.
And then 3-9, 7-6, 8-5. So Cristobal did get them to two bowls.
There you go.
But then though, his final year back to 3-9. Then Ron Turner, brother of Norv, comes in.
Is that right?
Yeah. 1-11, 4-8, 5-7, 4-8. And then Butch Davis, the best coach they've ever had, Patty C, comes in 8-5, 9-4, 6-7, three straight bowl games.
Yeah.
Before the 0-5 and then last year's debacle. What do you make of this program? I like the airport. You like talking airport football?
I feel like they missed an opportunity to beat the Jets here. They should have been the Florida International Jets.
That's true.
The Panthers, what are you like? You want to be Miami here. Is that where the Florida Panthers, I think they're out of Miami, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And
is there a lot of Panthers down in South Florida that I don't know about?
But buddy, I mean, you look back at this program. I'll even go back to as far as you know, they've struggled, right? They've struggled. They got housed by Kansas by 30 points. Not that, I mean, you know, Kansas hasn't beaten many teams by 30 points that long ago. It wasn't last year. This was a while ago, but I mean,
oh, wait. 2002, they started, did they go straight to the FBS level or what was their,
yeah, path? I think so. They had to be an independent for a little bit, but yeah,
3 years as an independent, but they went before joining the Sun Belt in 2005, but they just went straight for it.
They went straight for it. Shout out to them. I admire their
tenacity and their ambition there, but been a bit of a tough road, but they're kind of like making it there.
I'm looking to see if they've scored any Power Five wins besides the obvious. I know the obvious. Would they beat Louisville in 2011?
Nice.
They beat UCF that year as well. Soon to be a Power Five win. I'm just looking to see, did they chart? I know they have a big one in a little bit. We're going to get to
two bowl wins in their history.
Yeah. I mean, the airport, Is the airport a sleeping giant, Petty C?
Oh, well, you would think, you know. I mean, anytime you putting a fence around Miami is not going to happen. You have the Hurricanes there. I think Florida Atlantic, for whatever reason, has a kind of an advantage here. I hate to tell you, Panthers fans, but you're number three in the Miami-Dade general area here. But maybe you could overcome the Owls.
They bit UCF a couple times.
Wow, really?
15-14 in 2015. Got that dub, found a way to get that dub. But as far as Power Five, well, wins, I feel they're clinging to Louisville.
You can be the number three team in the city of Miami and still get a considerable amount of talent, even with the likes of Alabama coming and raiding the top talent. Like, the trickle-down effect leaves you in a pretty good state. And we'll talk about it later. That's reflected in the recruiting rankings.
Well, I can tell you this. It was not that long ago, Patty C. Three straight bowl games. They were starting to build something. It was the year 2019, and they beat the Miami Hurricanes.
Oh, man.
Just 3 years ago.
FIU had one of the greatest moments in recent college football history with their brawl with the Miami Hurricanes.
Oh, that's always great.
Yeah.
We encourage more fights.
Yeah.
We like to see
Miami football being portrayed at its best.
But they beat the Miami Hurricanes. I mean, that's pretty crazy. It was only 3 years ago. That's a fucking terrible loss for the Hurricanes.
That is.
So they have, I didn't go back all the way, but since 2008,
yeah,
they have two Power Five wins, Louisville and Miami.
That's satisfying in a certain way, you know, two programs that have made their bread in the Florida general area. A lot of it in Miami. Wasn't Teddy Bridgewater a Miami guy?
He was a Miami guy. If memory serves me correct.
Good round, you're celebrating with your appetite. Bad round, you're using your appetite to forget about the round. I'll tell you something about appetite. It's a real fucking great thing to have.
You're damn right.
It is a great, and they have appetite by coming up, just not fucking around saying, let's go. Let's hop into it because Butch Davis is gone. He definitely had some classic lines about them not investing in their athletic department, saying they're using Mississippi State shoulder pads from 2005. Love that line. He's gone though. And in comes in wheeling and dealing.
It's easy to see a tide turn.
Mike McIntyre. I know him from his stints at Colorado and San Jose State.
Oh,
did a great job. I thought at both. I thought he deserved one more year at Colorado considering what he walked into.
Kind of seems like what they had in mind for Butch Davis. Obviously, Butch Davis had done it in the city of Miami before, but Mike McIntyre, a builder in the same way that Butch Davis was.
And if you know, you check it out. I mean, this is a guy that was born in Miami, 1965.
Oh, a homecoming of sorts.
Yeah. So he was a scout for the University of Miami from 1964 to 1967. His father, that is. So you got to dig that. He also, his dad was coached for the University of Tampa. Is that, I'm assuming that's UCF now?
University.
I'm sorry, USF. I'm sorry, not UCF.
Probably.
He was also a yeah. So he's just been all over this. Shout out to George McIntyre, legendary football coach. So here we are. Mike McIntyre is the brand new head coach, Patty C. You hop into, obviously last year was a complete and utter disaster. I actually, it seems like, because Butch Jones made those statements about, they were 1-11. He made the statements about the university, you know, not, and it seemed like the team kind of quit on him too. So they open up, they took the Long Island Sharks, you know, they just whooped that ass 48-10.
There you go. Long Island football has a long way to go. Apparently.
And then year two, I'm sorry, week two, not year two, they take on Texas State. They almost won this game. It was in overtime. They lose 23-17. I'm going to make a case that like things were looking all right early on. Seriously. Like, okay, they go to Texas Tech, they get smacked, right?
I mean, Texas State went 4-8 last year.
Still, I'm just saying like they could have, this team could have easily been 3-1 the month of September.
If what? What would have been in the third win?
At Central Michigan, they lost by 4.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I mean, you're right.
So they could have been 3-1. And when you look at the what they were doing at the end of the year, it looked like the team quit. They ended the season. They lost to Southern Miss, who couldn't throw. Frank Gore Jr. was playing quarterback. He's a running back. They just put him at. They were doing the Wildcat with Frank Gore Jr. 37-17. They lost by 42 to North Texas. They lost by 40 to Middle Tennessee.
Dude, it looks like the defense quit in week three. They didn't give up any less than 31 points for the last 10 weeks of the regular season.
That's what I mean. It seems like they quit. It seems like they quit.
Some Adrian telling them.
Yeah. I mean, you really,
if you're giving up 31 points every single week, Adrian, tell him what you got.
God,
can't find it. Can't find the guy.
Here,
give me something of that.
You can't win.
There you go.
There we go.
You cannot win FIU.
So Mike McIntyre comes in, and this is a guy that's done the rebuilding project before. I know you look and if you, I'll put the graphic up on the screen if you're watching on YouTube. Mike McIntyre is 46-65 as a head coach. I think most people would say, you know what, that's a shitty record. He's terrible. Not the case. I think Mike McIntyre can actually coach. You look at what he's done, Patty. First off, he's a Bill Parcells guy.
Yeah.
All right.
Say no more.
Yeah. Coached under Bill Parcells, coached under David Cutcliffe.
Mm.
Right.
That's a pedigree.
And you look at what he's done at San Jose State. When he took them over, they were terrible. They're absolutely terrible. So 1-12 his first year, second year 5-7, third year 10-2. And he got Coach of the Year awards. Right. Then he goes to Colorado, which was an absolute dumpster fire after the Dan Hawkins / John Embry situation. 4-8, 2-10, 4-9. Then boom, 10-4, and I think that was like a top 10 finish, or maybe top 12.
15 in the coaches.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's after they lost the bowl game. Right?
Yeah. You're right.
Then the 5-7 and 5-6. I thought he deserved a third year considering what he walked into, right?
I mean, National Coach of the Year in 2016.
Yeah. I thought he deserved a third year from the 10-4 season. You know, I still feel like
he's taken two programs that were absolute dog shit and turned them into 10 win teams.
Yeah.
He didn't maintain it the entire time at Colorado. He built it and then he slipped. Okay. And so there is a little bit of a question as to, you
sustainability.
Know, yeah. What is Mike McIntyre? We know he can build a program. Can he maintain it for most years? That has yet to be seen.
We will see.
I'm sure FIU is fine with him building it.
I know at Colorado is more to the story. He wanted to retain Jim Levitt. I think Colorado has something within their state laws that their assistants can only get paid a certain amount of money.
Mm.
And then Jim Levitt went to Oregon. We saw Mario Cristobal might want to send a Christmas card to Jim Levitt for running those defenses and having them really fucking good. So anyway, let's hop into it. David Yost is the OC, Patty C, and I know you like this guy. Brand new OC.
I mean, this is the first time I saw a picture of this dude, but he looks like a beach bum that's maybe been smoking weed for the last 30 years.
And that is nothing wrong with that, but
fits right in at FIU, you would think.
He's been coaching since the 80s. All right, he was at Tiffin University. Does Tiffin University still play football, Patty C?
I'm not sure. But I'm pretty sure he was smoking weed while he was there.
Well, hopefully they are, because more schools need to play football because it's the greatest thing on the planet. Yeah. Toledo. He was with Gary Pinkel at Toledo in the mid 90s when they had Wassan Tate at running back. There's a pull for you.
Nice.
Then he went to Missouri, followed Gary Pinkel to Missouri their years when they had Brad Smith and Chase Daniel. Ooh. And all those, right? He was at Missouri all the way up until 2012. And Missouri, remember when the SEC said, hey, we'll take these Big Ten, these Big 12 schools. They're not going to be any good. And Missouri went to like the SEC championship almost every year. Yeah. To start.
David Yost was the OC for those years.
Yeah. Well, he was the offensive coordinator / recruiting coordinator. Yeah.
Man, this guy.
And assistant head coach. Yeah.
He honestly looks like what's the movie where the guy, the turtles are surfing? I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. It's one of those Pixar movies, and they have like the super
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles,
something like that.
Yeah, he's the Master Splinter of this.
he is the Master Splinter
of this airport.
That's right. He just looks like the biggest stoner you've ever seen.
It is great. It like Jake Busey.
Yeah, pretty much.
Gary Busey's son. Yeah. So, look, after Missouri though, he goes to Mike One Leach, our boy, friend of the program. Shout out to our pal. You know, who just got a contract extension today.
This is Mike Leach, head football coach at Mississippi State, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride.
That's our pal. He was Washington State's receivers coach. So he went up there after that, after the Pinkel thing. And then he went to Oregon with, he was actually there at Oregon, I believe, the Willie Taggart year. And then he went to Utah State, and now he's with Mike McIntyre.
There you go. Quarterback position coach for the majority of his career, coaching standouts like Brad Smith, Chase Daniel, and Blaine Gabbert.
Yes,
are we about to see
about Blaine? Yeah.
FIU. As well as Justin Herbert and Jordan Love.
That's
true. At Utah State. This dude is a quarterback guru at Florida International.
So look, he's got his work cut out for him. They were 114th in scoring offense a year ago. There's only 130. Well, last year there was only 130. This year is 131 FBS teams. 119th in rushing offense, Patty C. That's not good for business. 30th in passing offense, but charting overall at 93rd in total offense. 93rd. And it depends on how you look at this, but they have only two returning starters on offense. Wide receiver Tyrese Chambers, who was pretty good last year, and right tackle Lindell Hudson Jr. Only two returning starters on offense.
Two.
That's pretty fucking bad. But
that's tough.
College football 2022. When a coach leaves, you know, half the team leaves. He brings in, from another school, he bring in some guys.
Anyone that's got any decent chance of getting big shine is leaving with the coach to his new spot.
But what I do think happened here, I mean, we're going to talk defense in a second. We're going to talk transfer portal and the schedule and everything in recruiting. But the running back situation, I think EJ Wilson or Lexington Joseph will get the start. And at quarterback, you know, Mike McIntyre's a David Cutcliffe guy. Gunnar Holmberg was Duke's starting quarterback a season ago and the year prior. And Cutcliffe, I think, made that phone call to McIntyre. So he is transferring it. I'll get more onto the portal in a second. But defensively, Jovan,
do it.
He's got his work cut out for him, too. He needs to have what we're drinking, because the scoring defense was 126th a season ago.
Jovan, do it at his first defensive coordinator spot this year since 2010. Or 2011 at Northern Iowa. This is his first ever FBS defensive coordinator.
Northern
gig.
Iowa always has good defenses, though. 125th in rush defense, 111 in pass defense, 128th in total defense. They were the second worst defense in the nation last year. I'm sorry, third. Third worst defense in the nation last year. I can't count.
You would think that's only one way to go up.
Yeah, well, two of four are back on the defensive line, and that's both defensive tackles, Patty C, and Jeremy Passmore and Davon Strickland. They're breaking in a brand new set of linebackers and just one of five back in the secondary. That's Pierce Withers. I mean, you look at the first team, you know, you read so many different publications that try to project the first team offense in the Conference USA. You see a lot of, you see Tyrese Chambers on a lot of publications, you know, first team offense, the wide receiver, also tight end Rivaldo Fairweather.
Some pass catchers, you know, some legitimate
great
pass
last catch. Name. Sure, he's a fan of the Yankees, Cowboys, Red Sox,
Lakers,
and third team offense, the running back Lexington Joseph, which I don't know that he'll start.
He's got a porn star name, Lexington Steel, obviously. Yeah, but Lexington Joseph, close enough.
Lindell Hudson, also the guard. I'm sorry, the offensive lineman, the right tackle. Also, Davon Strickland getting on some all conference defense that love. Same with linebacker Donovan Manuel and Gathan Bernadell. Jeez, I can't talk.
Decent linebacking core.
For them not starting last year, you gotta like that, man. So we'll talk portal. We'll talk recruiting. We'll go game by game. Shout out to the graphics team. They gave us this sweet ass graphic. Subscribe on YouTube once again, College Football Experience. All right, folks, but before we get there, I gotta get us paid. I want to tell you that the College Football Experience Florida International Airport style is brought to you by WinBet. Bet $50 at WinBet, get $200 in free bets. Bet big, win bigger with WinBet. Download the WinBet app now or visit winbet.com. That's WYNNbet.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by Sleeper. You already play fantasy on Sleeper, but now you can win cold hard cash with their brand new over under game. Just head to sleeper.com/SGP on your phone to join the SGPN group, and Sleeper will automatically match your first deposit up to $100. That's sleeper.com/SGP. We're also brought to you by IP Vanish. Did you know that browsing online using incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? That's right. Without added security, you might as well be giving away all your private data to hackers, advertisers, your ISP, and other prying eyes. That's why here at the SGPN studios, I'm going to cough. Here at the SGPN studios, we use IP Vanish VPN to make it easy to stay truly private and secure on the internet. IP Vanish helps you safely browse the internet by encrypting 100% of your data. That means your private details, your emails, your passwords, your communication, your browsing history, and more will be completely shielded from falling into the wrong hands.
You would think at an airport that would be especially important.
Yes.
You do not want terrorists, you know, tracking your emails at the airport. Use IP Vanish Florida International Airport.
That's what I'm saying. All right. Where's my, I'm just all over the place here. I can't find my, my drops, man. I don't know. Go to IPVanish.com/SGP and use the promo code SGP and claim 70% of your savings. That's IPVanish.com/SGP. Patty C, we are back talking Panther football.
It's easy to see a tide turn.
That's what I was looking for. Damn it. I'm just off on the soundboard a little bit.
Hey, you got to dial it in. Let's go.
Well, you know who dialed it in was? It was Mike McIntyre, the transfer portal.
Is that right?
He went after it. Keep an eye on some of these guys. I mentioned quarterback Gunnar Holmberg. Patty C, you love a quarterback named Gunnar.
I actually don't. I think it's one of the douchier things a parent can do. But anyway.
Gunnar Holmberg. I mean, look, what do you mean? His parents were trying to basically say, hey, this kid, he's going to be firing the ball all over the field. All right, Gunnar Holmberg comes in.
If you're a parent and your idea is to put your kid at the quarterback position, you've messed up. You know what I did? I'm gonna fullback, say this.
Baby. I'm thinking fullback.
I spent 4 years on the offense and defensive line before moving to tight end and linebacker to fullback.
Yeah.
To tailback. I never played the fucking wide receiver position, and then I finally, when I was a small, skinny ass kid, got switched to the defensive backfield and the quarterback position. But that was a natural progression. And by the time I fucking played, quarterbacks are pussies. Let's call it what it is. And if you are trying to make your kid a pussy, then there's something wrong with you. Okay. I played the quarterback position because I had to. Okay. That's what it is. Anyway,
the only thing on my mind, Gene, was pussy.
There you go. There you go.
Gunnar Holmberg, regardless of how pussy he is, Patty C, I think he's going to help the offense. He's an experienced starting quarterback. He comes in, and I think Mike McIntyre is going to be able to work with him. He also has wide receiver Sherrod. Look, I don't know if we should call them Florida International Airport or Florida International Syracuse Airport, because they brought in a lot of guys from Syracuse. Wide receiver Sherrod Johnson, cornerback Adrian Cole, defensive end Lattery Kinsler.
Yeah, maybe a bigger connection between Florida and Syracuse than we realize. Hence the Florida State versus Syracuse
ACC protected rivalry. Right? Oh my God, disgusting. Keep an eye on this guy though. Linebacker Donovan Manuel comes in from East Tennessee State. East Tennessee State was an FCS playoff team a year ago, and they actually played, I feel like, early on North Dakota State kind of tough. Keep an eye on Donovan Manuel. I think he could be a get.
All right.
Tight end Josiah Miamen from Iowa comes in. Wide receiver Jacoby Hewitt. Jacoby. Maybe that's my son's new name, huh?
Jacoby. I like it. Give him a little flavor. I kind of want to name my kid Dion, you know? How many white people do you know that gave their kids like a Latrell or something?
It's going to happen.
We need to start that. We're going to start that movement.
Jacoby Hewitt comes in from Indiana, where I remember. I think that's a great kid. Jacoby Hewitt. Yeah. And safety Willie Reed from Central Michigan. He was a starter there. Cornerback Henry Gray from Nebraska. Wide receiver Randall St. Felix from South Florida.
Another great name.
Yeah. Kyan Brumfeld from Texas Tech. Geo Richardson from Chattanooga. And I think I ran through all of them there, but they went out. They were very active in the transfer portal, so which might make them better than what we think, Patty C.
Good for 74th overall nationally, seventh within the conference. Decent showing in the transfer portal.
Talk to me about recruiting overall, though.
You know, this team recruits a lot better than you would think, you know, a lot better than a lot of people would acknowledge. Nationally, over the last five cycles, 69, 83, 80, 86, and 98. So some slight slippage under McIntyre. Obviously, you'd expect Bush Davis to be a recruiter, especially in that area. Within the conference, that's been good for one.
Are you a recruiter if you give someone a car?
That's quote recruiting. That's recruiting down in Miami. The yeah, Nevin Shira.
That's standard.
How fucking hilarious is it that like down in Miami, they've been slapped with like sanctions every time they've come up, which has basically been why they've come up. And now that NIL is happening,
they're signing everybody.
This fucking recruit, this booster can't help himself. He's like basically spitting in the face, like testing.
The NCAA is down there and he doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah, he's
because
like,
he went through his own law firm.
Yeah, he's doing it.
He's basically saying, beat me, NCAA.
Fringe legally.
You are not going to beat me, NCAA.
Yeah.
And he's probably right. I think he's right because him going through his law firm.
Yeah.
Like the lawyers are the middlemen here essentially for the players.
Yeah.
So I would assume they've dotted their I's and their lowercase J's.
Are 75 corrupt boosters at any given time willing to fund Miami football. And when Miami has a lapse in judgment. Yeah, exactly. And now they have all the reason in the world to fucking do it because they can't get in trouble for the 15th time for it. Miami is about to come up. Finally, Miami's about to be
the
with
question the is though, is will the airport also tap into that?
They should. There's gotta be a booster down.
Come on FIU.
So anyway, recruiting wise within the conference, 16437. Their 4-year composite rank within the conference over the last four cycles, 3126. They should be a lot higher. That out of how many teams in the Conference USA?
Well, 11 now because a couple just left, but yeah, it was 14.
Either way, mostly in the top half of that conference, which suggests they should be winning more than half their conference games. Hasn't been the case. Time to play a little better football and not just recruit, but they are recruiting okay.
Yeah, well, let's get to it because if you see the sweet ass graphic on YouTube, the win total, Las Vegas is basically projecting Florida International, AKA the airport, to win three games this year, Patty C. Three games. On first, without looking at the schedule, would you say over or under?
Let me see their recent history again. Last 5 years they have done 8-5, 9-4, 6-7, 0-5, and 1-11. So that
but
one
based
and 16,
off that recruiting stuff, it kind of makes you think
What was Butch did? They must have quit on him because 1-16, despite having the top half of the recruiting class or the top six recruiting class within the conference, they should be winning at least 4 or 5 games every year just based on that.
Here's the thing, though. Vegas slightly leans to them going 4-8. It's -140 on the over on 3. It's +120 on the under. So they're basically telling you they kind of think they're going to get a fourth
under
game.
Under 3?
No.
Oh, wait.
They kind of think because the action, you're going to make more money if you call the under.
It's plus. Okay. Okay.
+120 on the under.
Okay. Okay.
Right. -140 on the over. Okay. So Vegas is leaning to
the under.
3, but probably no, no, no.
Am I confused here?
You are.
Okay.
Vegas is basically saying that because look, you don't get a good return on the over. Okay. So Vegas is saying we think
the juice is on the, yes, on the over or on the under rather.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. That's what I thought.
No, no more drinks for you. All right,
dude, you're fucking with me.
Three, Patty C, 3 for 2022. Week 1, Thursday night, SGPN Studio. God's Eye will be rocking. We're going to have this on one of the screens. You better believe that because the Bryant Bulldogs are coming into Ricardo Silva Stadium. Nobody comes into the airport and gets a dub. Give me Mike McIntyre to get his first win.
You would think so. What did Bryant accomplish?
His first win as a sky captain.
7-4.
Watch out,
Bryant last year.
Watch out, man.
I don't think they're a real threat. Let's go Panthers.
Yes. So right there, you are 2 wins away from catching
and
your over.
Already
2 wins
in your first year match the previous year's coaching job.
So I'm saying the airport. If you could just land this fucking thing, you got just 2 more wins. All right, there 2 more wins for these Panthers.
Wow.
They're going to San Marcos week 2. San Marcos,
very winnable game.
I like what Spavital has been doing there though.
4-8 last year.
I think they're getting better though.
2 of their wins were in overtime. Their other
maybe
two
you're
wins,
right.
Their other win was by 2 points, and then they had an 8-point win over ULM. Texas State sucked, but they were better than their record indicates. I do feel like
I'm gonna go Texas State here
because it's on the road. I'm guessing 50-50 game though.
I do think it's a 50-50 game. There's a bye week then, and then they're at Western Kentucky. Patty,
it's a loss.
That is an ass whooping. So 1-2. They have 3 away games in their first 4 games.
Tough start.
But they go to Las Cruces to take on Jerry Kill.
And New Mexico State, who went 2-10 last year.
This is anyone's game.
With an FCS
this
win
is
over South
fucking game.
Carolina State by 8 points and a 17-point win over UMass in Las Cruces. I'm going FIU, buddy. I'm going FIU. Easy.
I think I will too.
Easy.
So 2-2.
If not 3-1.
And then they're home to UConn.
Hit the over right here. Hit the over.
I'm not so sure. Jim Moore brought in a lot of transfers.
That's true.
I'm going to say they go 1-1 in that stretch.
With New Mexico and UConn?
New Mexico State.
New Mexico State and UConn?
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
So I got them there at 2-3.
I don't think New Mexico State has a prayer of beating FIU. FIU, mind you. Okay, let me recount this recent history. 8-5, 9-4, 6-7, then 0-5 and 1-11. But they were performing pretty decently up to that, and their talent level hasn't really dropped off since those 9-8 win seasons.
New Mexico State's won 1 game in a row, buddy. All right, so
look.
I actually think it's UConn that will beat them.
I'm saying 3-2. I'm saying 3-2.
Okay,
after
so you're saying
5.
You're already pushed.
I'm already pushed.
I'm saying 2-3. They're then home to UTSA.
Lost.
Yeah. So 2-4 for me. At Charlotte, I don't think they win that game.
That's a coin flip, but no. I'll give it to Charlotte.
Home to Louisiana Tech.
That's a loss.
I don't think they win that game. At North Texas.
I don't like that it's on the road.
Yeah, I'm going to go North Texas.
Okay.
home to Florida Atlantic. If you listen to our Florida Atlantic preview, which you can go listen to, I took FAU.
It's probably a loss.
At UTEP.
That's a 50-50 game at least.
I'll give it upset special here.
There you go.
UTEP won 7 games last year though.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Jeez. Okay, that's generous then.
I'm just going to go ahead and say they get
somewhere.
They're going to go right on this number. Final game is against Rick Stockstill in Middle Tennessee. They're going to go 3-9.
I got them at 4-8, if not 5-7.
You're feeling good about it.
Look, the airport, Mike McIntyre is a great fucking coach. Good things are going to happen. Pound the over.
I lean over because it's McIntyre.
Yeah.
I think they're 3-9. I lean over.
Realistically.
I lean over. Stay away from this one.
Yeah.
Stay away. I don't like the number here on the Florida International Panthers. All right, folks, subscribe to the College Football Experience because we're breaking down all 131 college football teams. We'll have a solo podcast for each and every one. So subscribe, tell a friend. Hey, look, if you're swift enough, if you're smart enough, if you're good enough to give us a 5-star review on iTunes, take a screenshot. Find me on Twitter at TheColbyD or the College Football Experience on Twitter at TCE on SGPN. Show us that screenshot. We'll send you a College Football Experience t-shirt. This brand new logo right there. Look at that logo. Fly. Patty C is on Twitter at PattyC831.
I want that pennant.
We gotta get that pennant. We gotta talk to a pennant guy.
Yeah.
Pennant guy. Patty C is on Twitter at PattyC831. NC Knicks on Twitter at NC_NICK. We are the College Football Experience. Subscribe to the Sports Gambling Podcast as well. They're already doing NFL stuff. You gotta jump in and check out what they're doing. Props, fantasy football drafts, everything you can think of, win totals. So check out the Sports Gambling Podcast. Check out all of our other platforms. We also host the College Basketball Experience. We also host the USFL Gambling Podcast and the College Baseball Experiences. That was a fun season. So that's us, but also our whole crew, SGPN. We handle everything. Golf Gambling Podcast, NBA Gambling Podcast, Notorious OTB Horse Racing, Zed Run for the Digital Horse Racing with Scott Bowser, our boy. So, and there's a ton more. Just get the SGPN app. It's free to download in the App Store or Google Play Store. And get that app. And then, I think you'll dig all of our stuff. Check out the Slack channel, Sports Gambling Podcast as well. And Patty, see anything else to say about the airport?
Hey, I want to see you guys take a step forward here.
Buckle up.
Really, what I want to see you do is beat Florida Atlantic. Let's see if Mike Mack and his coaching chops are up to the job.
That's what I'm talking about. So this is your captain signing off. We're at 400 feet, and you know what else do they say in that thing?
Cruising.
cruising altitude.
That's right.
Cruising altitude into 3 wins. Shout out to Mike McIntyre, and remember to tip your stewardess. All right, folks, this is the College Football Experience. Let's fly on out of here with the airport FIU. You better start thinking about yours. And we out of here. You suck ass.
So wait, if they're getting plus juice, then that's not good?
No, the better is getting better odds.
If it's plus. Dude, I swear I was fucking, you were saying plus one.